This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was tragedy at a Mississippi factory today, the nation's deadliest workplace shooting in 2.5 years. A worker at a Lockheed Martin plant outside Meridian opened fire with a shotgun and a rifle this morning, killing 5 fellow workers and then himself. Several others were wounded. Melanie Peoples has been to the plant, which is in the east central part of the state, and she joins us now. Melanie, what's known at this point about the shooter?
Well, his name was Doug Williams, and he's from neighboring Clark County. He was an assembler at the plant here and more than once had been known to make racially offensive statements. However, a chaplain I talked to who went into the plant remarked that we are in the Deep South, and as lamentable as it is, it's really not surprising or shocking to hear racially charged language.
Did there appear to be any victims who were specifically targeted for their race, do you know?
You know, it appears to be random, but the victims are both black and white, male and female.
What have you learned about how this began this morning?
Well, Williams reported for work this morning, as usual, and reported to a meeting. Just around 9:30, left the meeting and went out to his car, where he retrieved 2 guns, a semi-automatic rifle and a 12-gauge shotgun. He was wearing a black T-shirt and camouflage pants, but that's something witnesses say he frequently wore. He re-entered the plant and began shooting, as I said, just apparently randomly, according to witnesses, before eventually turning the gun on himself.
You mentioned the victims were both male and female, black and white. Any more on who they were, any connections with the shooter himself?
Most people say they probably knew him. It was not a huge plant. About 200 people were employed there, and on this shift, around 120 at the time. Obviously, when Williams came in, those who could get away did and tried, and many of them injured themselves as they dove for cover. When it was all over, they had to give their statements to police and just said that they couldn't wait to get home and tell their loved ones that they were okay and give their spouses and children hugs.
Lockheed Martin is this country's largest defense contractor. What do you know about what security precautions are in place at that factory?
Well, you wouldn't know that it's the largest, you know, defense contractor just by looking at the building here. It's a nondescript metal warehouse building. There's no fence around the outside, nothing to suggest that important parts of military airplanes are made here. There is a security officer regularly stationed at the front of the building, and workers have to show their badges to get inside. But the reports that the shooter may have left and reentered through a side door, one that was not monitored by security guards.
What is the reaction in that town? This is a terrible event, obviously, there in and around Meridian. What is the reaction among townspeople you've spoken with today?
Well, they're shocked. I mean, this is a small town in the Bible Belt. A radio country station here suspended playing music just so people could phone in and talk about, you know, what a horrible thing that had happened. It took just a couple of hours from the time of the shooting for a line to form down at the Red Cross, where it was a 2.5-hour wait to donate blood.
Melanie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Melanie Peoples talking with us from Marion, Mississippi.